ladies and gentlemen, it is Star Time. Are you ready for Star Time? Thank you, and thank you very kindly. It is indeed a great pleasure to present to you at this particular time, national and international known as the hardest working man in show business.
Call me the Hound.
Oh!
Mashing grape. Grape juice. Now it's working. Yeah.
What's it called? Thunderbird. Grape. Grape juice. Now it's working. Yeah.
What's it called?
Thunderbird.
and liver flavored ice cream. And baboon eyeballs. And spider giblets. And mustard green shortcake. Somebody give it a baby soda quick.
And braces. Pimples and braces. Tacos and t-shirts. Bongos and burgers. Rockin' and rumbles, baby. switchbacks and bandstands. Sideburns and switchblades. Milkshakes and muggins. Pimples and braces. Braces and pimples. Pimples and braces. It's a blast.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Uh-oh, me echo ain't working. How'd that happen? Maybe we gotta put it this way. Anyway, Hound here, WFMU, East Orange. Oh, this doesn't work without the echo. Oh, Lord. Anyway, that was it. The all-time dumbest beginning of the show ever, ever, ever. Mark that date in your calendar. Passover 94. Rick Gray, Pimples and Braces. Alfred E. Newman before that, It's a Gas. James Holloway did A La Carte. The Fabulous Continentals did Breaking Up. And Jimmy Madden and the Party Makers, Mashing Grapes. How about that Cordell Jackson, huh? What a gal, what a gal. She's playing tonight. And we got tickets for her to give away a little bit later on. We also have tickets for the Ramones at the Academy and for Southern Culture on the Skids out in Jersey, in Arlington, New Jersey. Bill Bruch is at the movies, so I'm all by myself, which we talked so much during the marathon that I think we really have to, like, play. I got tons of records you may have never heard before, and we're going to be playing them. But we do have some knuckleheads in the news, and, of course, the giveaways, and the Hillbilly Hangover, the Blues Hangover, a Vom set, I think a Vibe Report, all kinds of goodies, all kinds of goodies. And everybody who pledged during the marathon, everybody who donated prizes, everybody who came down here and answered the phones, who made food, who did their very best, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And all the rest of you, it'll all come back to you someday. Anyway, without further ado, let's get into it. By request, Big Bob.
Last Saturday night, when I called to take you to a rock and roll ball, but your line was busy. Woo! Girl, your line was busy. There was a rocking and a rolling all in the street, but your line was busy. Woo! Girl, your line was busy. It was a busy, 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 so you got me a walking around dizzy. Yeah. Shook up the whole stack bar, but your line wasn't busy. Woo! Girl, your line wasn't busy. It was a busy, 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 so you got me a walking line dizzy. I planned to stop by the drugstore and have a malt, play the jukebox and I have a little talk, but your line wasn't busy. Woo! Girl, your line wasn't busy. It was a busy, 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 so you got me a walking line dizzy.
Thank you. listener. A holiday listener. Mmm, ridiculous of that.
I had a request, but the mic won't fit, so I like to do something else.
I'm going home down the motor road. Spend the rest of my life dancing with my wife. Ain't roaming no more with old Moe and Joe. I'm getting tired, yeah, of being alone. Oh, I'm packing up. Well, I'm going home. Well, I ain't gonna do it. No, no, I ain't gonna do it. No, no, I ain't gonna do it. Oh, no, I ain't gonna do it. Ain't roaming no more with a moving Joe.
Let you slide this time, yeah? You're greasy enough.
Whenever I'm around you, well, a dirty go white. Nothing else affects me, baby, like this and while. I'm really running around in circles on the floor of my top. You drive me crazy, baby, please, please stop. Are you in love with me, honey? Don't say maybe. Please, baby. You drive me crazy, well, I'm biting my nails all over you. Well, it must be love and it must be true. I walk around all day and then I can't sleep at night. Everything's wrong and nothing is right. Well, you're running around in circles, gonna blow my top. You drive me crazy, baby, please, please stop.
Dedicate my first song that I sing to your head. I call it One Meatball.
Deep in the jungle of the monkey.
Meanwhile, back in the city.
You know, 1 week off and I lose all my reflexes. I'm finally getting this all together here, folks. Echo working. A couple of miscues. But that was Baby Huey and the Babysitters by request. Monkey Man on the Satellite label. Ray Scott, also by request, also on the Satellite label, but a different Satellite label. You drive me crazy. Roy Brown, It Ain't Gonna Do It. Alan Page, Dateless Night, a great Cordell Jackson song and Cordell Jackson production. Big Bob did Your Line Was Busy. Anyway, New York is a virtual cornucopia of rock and roll fun tonight, so let me go through this whole, my whole renouncement list here. Let's see, over at the Mercury Lounge on Houston Street, Angel Dean and the Zephyrs are playing their very last New York show ever. At Continental Divide, the Amazing Cherubs and the New York Loose. There's a Green Door tonight, 15 St. Mark's Place, with a very swell-looking Bo Diddley poster. Hubert Sumlin is at Tramps. Simon and the Bar Sinisters are at McGovern's. And here's the big one. This is at CBGB's. Cordell Jackson, the absolute queen of rock and roll. The Swinging Neckbreakers and Southern Culture on the Skids and the Subsonics. It's all tonight at CBGB's. Then, let's see, there's something else. Oh, tomorrow night, Southern Culture on the Skids are at the Arlington Cafe in Arlington, New Jersey. I'll be giving a pair of tickets away for that in a little while. And, well, Brooch is at the movie, so I guess the news is up to me. And it certainly is a lot of news. I mean, some of this stuff, on such a busy news week, what with Edison, New Jersey app blowing up and all, and you might have missed a couple of these stories, but I really enjoyed this one. In fact, we have a little soundtrack for it here. Wait. It was a high school basketball game erupted into a riot at Madison Square Garden this week when George Washington High School whipped Paul Robeson High School whipped George Washington High School 63-30 for the boys' Class B public school athletic championship. Hundreds of excited fans from both teams raced onto the court and began trading punches. In seconds, chairs, clubs, knives, everything. 50 security guards were hurt. No one was arrested. One high school girl suffered an anxiety attack and began hyperventilating. Another guy got stabbed in the shoulder. And the future of high school sports at the Garden is now in jeopardy. But they went out with a bang there. A good high school riot always cheers me up. It was a riot in my high school. Unfortunately, it was a race riot. Plantation High School. I'll tell you about it sometime if you buy me a beer. Let's see. Again, we are calling for capital punishment in the schools here, so this is a good one here. Two students were shot to death, another seriously wounded near their Bronx high school when a vengeful-seeking classmate opened fire. The violence erupted last Wednesday at 11:30 a.m. in a park 3 blocks from Morris High School when a 15-year-old student who promised to get even after losing a softball game approached 6 members of the rival team on East 166th Street and Union Avenue. He began arguing with Robert Robles and Jose Otero, who said, "If you want to shoot me, then go ahead and shoot me." Moments later, the other man opened fired 11 rounds, and he killed 2 and wounded 1. There you go. Our educational system is working for you, folks. Oh, one more announcement. Hoover, everybody's favorite dingo, will be making a special appearance on National Geographic's Dogs of the City on Channel 19, Sunday night, March 27th. That's tomorrow, 9 a.m. For all you Hoover fans, he is that beer-swilling dingo that sits on a bar stool at Brownie's slurping Guinness. Let's see. More news. No, let's not do more news. We got lots of news. We got lots of tickets to give away. Let's just get on with some music right now. For those of you that are just waking up, we got a hillbilly hangover here. Kick it off with Don Gibson.
Midnight, I've spent another lonely day thinking of you. Midnight, tomorrow. So lonely, so lonely at midnight for you. Midnight, oh, what a lonely time to weep. I ought to know. Midnight, I should have been fast to
asleep hours ago. But still I'm crying. I'm crying 'cause I miss you so. Flowing like drops from a waterfall.
This year's one I got a lot of requests for, but we'll do it anyway. Okay.
But loose.
Hey, jackal on the saw, boogie on the saw. If you don't have fun, if you don't turn fall. Hey, listen.
We'll do the salty boogie till the old barn tumbles down.
Kiss them when they do. Between every dance, they'll pitch a lot of woo. And I'll be a neckin' with my red head too.
Hey, chapel on the salt, boogie on the salt. If you don't have fun, it's your old darn fault. Hey, listen.
We'll do the salty boogie till the old barn tumbles down.
Chapel on the salt, boogie on the salt.
I believe I'll do y'all's favorite song. Goes like this here.
Once again, dear, it's rose time. It's June time. All the flowers, they bloom as of you. And the robin's sweet song is singing as I walk here to greet you once more. A year has passed, dear, since I came here. This old love of ours to renew. And I found you among the roses the day I come back to you. I found you among the roses the day I come back to you. All my gladness was there in the garden so far. 'Twas the happiest moment I knew. As the lips were the color of roses, I crave them as flowers crave the dew. It is that dear in your rose garden where I found you. I can remember the kiss that you gave me, for your cheek like the rose blushed red. Was a kiss, dear, that meant you for me, for all the harsh words I have said. Red roses are blooming around me, I love every one of them too. For desire, dear, in your rose garden, for I found you. I found you among the roses the day I come back to you. All my gladness was there in the garden so fair. It was the happiest moment I knew. Your lips were the color of roses. I crave them as flowers craved you. It is that year in your rose garden where I found you. I found you among the roses the day I come back to you. All my gladness was there in the garden so fair. It was the happiest moment I knew. Your lips were the color of roses. I crave them as flowers crave you. It is that year in your rose garden where I found you.
Blazing desire erupting into volcanic passion.
Grandpa Jones was a good old man. There was one thing that he couldn't stand. He grabbed his cane and then he packed. When Grandma started that yakety yak, he said, I'll be walking while you're talking. Yes, I'll be walk, walk, walking along. Yak, yak, yakety yak. Oh, yak. Yak, hey. Yak, yak, yakety yak. Yak, yak, yakety yak. Yak, yak, yakety yak. Never have been kissed, but he said, I don't agree, Mac. I don't have to listen to the jackety yak. He said, I've been walking while she's talking. Yes, I've been walk, walk, walking along. Yak, yak, yakety yak. Oh, yak, yak, yakety yak. Hey, yak, yak, yakety yak. Yak, yak, yakety yak. Yak, yak, yakety yak. Yakety, yakety, yakety yak. Doing just so well until she started to raise me. Then I left and I hadn't been back since the night she started that yakety yak. I said, I'll be walking while you're talking. Yes, I'll be walk, walk, walking along. Yak, yak, yakety yak. 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 Yakety, 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 yak.
We will not be held back in our efforts by any kind of law or moral principle. Arm in arm, we
Back in the jungle.
Down here at WFMU East Orange. That was Eddie Bond there. You know, there's no rules about music. I like a country record with organ and a trumpet. Hershey Bar. Eddie Bond and the Stompers. Before that, Malcolm Yelvington on the Sun label, Yakety Yak. The Carter Family before that with a very rare... There's only two times that A.P. Carter got to sing lead, and that's one of them. I Found You Among the Roses. Little Jimmy Dickens by request, Salty Boogie. Don Gibson opened it up, Midnight. Anyway, we got so much to do, so little time. Like I said, Il Bruch went to the movies today. He went to see, Whatever Happened to Baby Jane, something like that. I know it's like part of the Robert Aldrich Festival. That's where he is if you're looking for him. And we're gonna start giving away tickets in a little while. I'm sorting here through the news. There's so much interesting news today, but as it seems to be, well, let's just get to this one. Hold on a second. I gotta cue something up here. All right. Cairo, New York. Sister Gloria Petrie says she was on a mission of mercy for her injured dog when she refused to stop for the police during a 10-mile car chase. A state police cruiser and a Catskill Village police car converged on Sister Gloria's van after she finally stopped on Route 23 in Catskill, New York, and they arrested the little nun. A little flying nun was treated like Al Capone, said Sister Gloria, age 28, a member of the Trinitine Order of Roman Catholic Nuns. I think it was police mania at best. Anyway, Sister Gloria pleaded guilty on Saturday to speeding, and they did cuff her and drag her off to jail in her what do they call those things? A nun's habit. It's called a nun's habit. So she must have made a striking figure there in jail. I wish Bruce was here to talk while I'm cueing my sound effects here. I'm way more interested in these things these days. Anyway, here's the other one. This is in Los Angeles. A jury has rejected charges of mayhem and assault against a woman who cut off her husband's testicles with a pair of scissors. The woman, Aurela Macias, age 36, admitted assaulting her husband September 20th, 1992, but contended that he was about to rape her and she feared for her life. She testified that she was beaten and abused throughout her 17-year marriage to Jaime Macias, age 39. The jurors, who deliberated for 3 days before rendering a verdict on the charge of mayhem and assault with a deadly weapon, deadlocked on the lesser charge of battery. Prosecutors argued that the defense had decided to employ the battered wife defense after seeing it effectively used in the case of Lorena Bobbitt, who cut off her husband's penis. Anyway, in closing arguments, the prosecutor, Larry Longo, said Mrs. Macias purposely castrated her husband because of jealousy over his affairs. Mr. Longo maintained she did it while Mr. Macias was asleep in a drunken stupor after a party where Mrs. Macias became jealous of her husband's dancing with another woman. They have since reconciled and requested that the case not go to trial. Anyway, start being nice to these women, men, because they're not going to take it anymore. Oh, boy. One or two more of these castration cases, and I think you'll see an incredible drop in the rape statistics in America. Speaking of this, from the rock news, anybody been following the Axl Rose, Aaron Everly court case? Aaron Everly, age 28, the daughter of Phil Everly, of the Everly brothers, is seeking seven figures in her lawsuit against her former husband, Axl Rose of Guns N' Roses, saying that in the court case, she says Rose repeatedly beat her by punching her, slapping her, shoving her, kicking her. He tied and gagged her, spit on her, struck her with foreign objects. He would pick her up by her hair and throw her across the room. Another time he grabbed her by the hair and forced her to have sex. Now maybe he should have been castrated. I'm sorry, she's Don Everly's daughter, not Phil Everly's daughter. Anyway, the best part of it is that Everly says that Rose, age 32, persuaded a friend to break into her home to steal pictures of former pets that they had that had died because he, quote, needed the pictures so that he could transfer the souls of dead dogs to living dogs. This is a grown man, folks. This is a grown man worth millions of dollars. This is a grown man who, actually, this is a true story, but I don't know how to prove it, but I know it's a true story because I know the person who told it to me would know. He actually had, like, plastic surgery done on his face with their first record advance. I mean, that's what rock and roll has come to, guys getting plastic surgery on their face. Oh, let's do one more stupid rock story. I mean, what is this? When are we going to get rid of these guys? Aerosmith. They were lame 20 years ago when I was a teenager, right? Aerosmith, Steven Tyler, blah, blah, blah. Okay. He had his publicist call Interview Magazine and demand that Mia, age 15, and Liv, age 16, not be identified as his daughters, these two supermodel daughters of his, in a caption of a photo by Patrick McCullen in the upcoming issue. Anyway, poor Steven, says Sarinda Fox, who is married to Tyler and is the father, is the mother of Mia Tyler. He has trouble with reality. And this guy is like not even, I mean, this guy who makes a big deal about not drinking or taking drugs, he's so vain that he's denying that his daughters are his daughters. Oh, wow. Anyway, it's time for Blues Hangover. And then we'll give away tickets. I think we're going to open and close Blues Hangover with two of the most absolutely incredible guitar solos you'll ever hear in your life. The first one is on a record. I don't know who's doing the solo, but the record is by Sly Williams. Check this out. Boot Hill. WFMU East Orange.
Comes on like Godzilla.
Down on me. Down on me. Everybody in the whole round world. Down on me. next week will be not Brotherhood Week, but Anti-White Week.
Hush. Hush. What is that I hear? Man, I don't hear nothing. You don't hear nothing? I don't hear a thing. Can't. Oh, that. Man, that's that cat next door. He's petting his baby. Petting his baby? Yeah. Every evening when he come home, he pet that baby. Sometime he pet that baby for a solid hour. Put your ear to the wall. You can hear him petting in there now. Shh. Hey, hey, listen. Let me get over here. Wait, let me get over to the wall, too. I can hear it myself. Yeah.
Daddy.
Baby.
Daddy.
My little baby.
Daddy.
Baby. You know I love you so. You know if I had money, I would buy you things. I would buy you a fine mink coat and a diamond ring.
Oh, Daddy.
Honey, I love you.
I love you too.
I love you so. Honey, if I had a whole lot of money, I'd buy you everything. Baby, I would buy you a flying stove and a cooking airplane.
Oh, Daddy.
Baby.
Oh, Daddy.
Baby. Daddy.
If anyone here in the audience been offended by anything I might have said or done during the course of my trying to entertain you, I want you to know sincerely from the bottom of my heart, I don't give a shit.
I'd rather be sloppy drunk than anything.
I'd rather be sloppy drunk sitting in the can than to be out in the street running from the man. Bring me another two-day pass. Cause I got my habits on and I'm gonna wreck this girl. My gal's done quit me for somebody else. My gal's done quit me for somebody else. Now I'm sloppy drunk, mama, sleeping all by myself.
All right, now sober up and try to listen to this.
Meanwhile, back in the States.
The Hound, this is WFMU East Orange, listener sponsored, thanks to you folks, radio. Hey, that was Guitar Frank, Wild Track. And it was, and it is. Before that, Leroy Carr and Scrapper Blackwell did Sloppy Drunk. Before that, the quite amazing Willie Dixon, Petting the Baby on the Yambo label. That comes out off of the, that is on loan from the Fast Freddy collection. Really incredible record. Before that, Eddie Head by request, Down on Me. And we opened it up with Sly Williams, Boot Hill. Subterranean Records yesterday, which is a great store. The guy played it for me. And Todd was buying it, and Todd's like, oh, it's on this album that you already had. I already had the album for 10 years, and he never even knew I had this song. But that's, isn't that a great guitar solo? Should I play it again? Maybe later in the show. Anyway, let me do these announcements, because like I said, New York is swinging tonight, boy, and I forgot a few things the first time through, so let me go through it. Angel Dean and the Zeppers are giving their final show tonight at the Mercury Lounge. That's on Houston Street, right just on this side of the bank. The New York Loose and the Amazing Cherubs with the Continental Divide. There's a Green Door tonight with a very snazzy Bo Diddley poster, 15 St. Mark's Place. Hubert Sumlin is at Tramps. The Senders are under the Acme. the best, Cordell Jackson, the Swinging Neck Breakers, and Southern Culture and the Skids are at CBGB's tonight. Southern Culture and the Skids are at the Arlington Cafe in Arlington, New Jersey tomorrow. We'll be giving away tickets for that. We have tickets for the Ramones Thursday at the Academy. We'll be giving some of those away later. And Hoover, everybody's favorite beer-swilling dingo, is on Dogs of the City, Channel 19, Sunday the 27th. That's tomorrow at 9 p.m. There's renouncements. Okay, let's do a little news, and I got to get some requests out of the way. A lot of people pledged, requested tunes along with their pledges, and I brought them all today, and I'm going to play them all. Here's a sad one. Animator Walter Lantz, the creator of Woody Woodpecker, died this week at age 93. I didn't bring Woodpecker Rock with me. I should have. Here's an interesting one. A handcuffed Rashid Baez, the Lebanese national charged in the Hasidic van shooting, quote-unquote, fell out of a moving police car the night he was arrested. This is from Newsday last week. They found that the cops who put Baz in the back of their car for the trip back to Manhattan, quote-unquote, forgot to make sure the back doors were locked. On the left-hand turn, the back door popped open and Baz went sprawling headfirst out on the street. I think he might have been pushed. We have a parroting desk. Maybe we should... Oh, we'll do this one. Well, we'll do that one later. We got two parrot stories. Anybody go to the Bobby Womack show this week? Neither did I. But it's, I kind of feel bad for the guy, because I'm a huge Bobby Womack fan. I'd like to thank Big Leo for sending me that double Bobby Womack CD he compiled. It's on Warner Brothers, and I recommend it highly. Anyway, an aborted concert by singer Bobby Womack set off an angry reaction from more than 2,800 fans, and police were brought in to quell the noisy crowd, which almost erupted into a riot last week. Womack, a 35-year singing veteran, took the stage for a concert at the Beacon Theater at 10 p.m., but he lost his voice on stage. He couldn't sing. He had no voice. He shouldn't have even come out, said one fan. He looked awful. Fans loudly began demanding their money back. Womack, who had been due to sing along with the Dells, who didn't show at all, were replaced by another group. And that was a $30 ticket, which is why I didn't go. Too bad about that. And one last story. Princess Charles may have been hopelessly smitten by Camille Parker Bowles, but certainly shoppers do not approve. It seems that Parker Bowles, who, as you know, is Prince Charles's... she's the woman who broke up Prince Charles's marriage, basically. She was pelted with bread rolls thrown at her by shoppers in London last week. Some shoppers started hurling abuse, and then a bunch of them started hurling something more substantial, rolls and buns. They were mostly women, it says, who did the pelting. Anyway. All right. This is WFMU East Orange. I'm not going to give away tickets now. I'll give away tickets later. Okay, let's get some of these requests out of the way. Boy, I got really jealous when I heard this. You know what? At the end of this set, I got to play something really incredible. The new Norton EP release of Live Ronnie Self. I'll throw that out on the end of the set. But Billy Miller told me down in Texas at that Austin convention, I got a bootleg of this. One of our biggest request items of the last year. And I've never even seen an original. Billy did pick up an original of this, which made me very jealous. But we can hear the music, can't we? Jim Foley.
If I ever stand alone. got the whole world rocking. Bewildered you.
With Bobby was a boy by the hand he shot. Well, he would walk, but he'd do it with a bob. And just as one thing, he would lose. I mean, the little boys let off the deep shoes. We'll rock around the clock about a half past five. Standing on the corner, head away with the jive. We keep a passer by, I thought it was strange. But here to get loose, give him range.
This year's one I got a lot of requests for, but we'll do it anyway. Okay.
Tired to wait, had a chill this morning, I was too tired to shake. Got a good poker hand, too tired to win. I can hear my baby knocking, too tired to let her in. I'm tired. To run. I can hear my baby calling, too tired, too tired, too tired. Yeah, yeah. I'm too tired, child. I'm too tired for anything. In my house, to catch a fire, I wouldn't run and jump all about. With this window wide open, I would roll right out. I'm tired. On a pin, I'm too tired to get up. I'm tired. Yeah, yeah. I declare, I'm too tired. I'm too tired for anything.
An all-American boy sings his way into your heart.
You already made me and my gang feel right at home. So come on, Ronnie, let's hear Rocky Road Blues.
Well, I woke up this morning with the blues all around my bed. I woke up this morning with the blues all around my bed. I didn't have nobody to hold my aching head. Well, the road looks rocky, won't be rocky long. Yeah, the road looks rocky, won't be rocky long. My mean daddy stole my gal and gone. Yeah, I cried last night, cried the night before. Yeah, I cried last night, cried the night before. I woke up this morning, ain't gonna cry no more. Well, the road looks rocky, won't be rocky long. Yeah, the road looks rocky, won't be rocky long. My mean daddy stole my gal and gone. I looked out my back door, see what I could see. Well, I saw that woman made a fool out of me. Well, the road looks rocky, won't be rocky long. Yeah, the road looks rocky, won't be rocky long. Some mean daddy stole my gal and gone. Yes, the mean daddy stole my gal and gone.
Well, I believe I'll do y'all's favorite song. It goes like this here.
Put a chain on it. Put a chain on it. Put a chain.
Well,
this, that, and such. Judo, I wanna tell you, baby, Judo, that you talk too much. You'd better
put a chain on it. Put a chain on it. Put a chain on it. Put a chain on it.
Put a chain on it, baby. You're gonna hurt yourself. That I wasn't true to you. Now what in the world are you gonna do? You better
put a chain on it. Put a chain on it. Put a chain on it. Put a chain on it.
Put a chain on it, baby. You're gonna hurt yourself.
Telegram,
you better
put a chain on it. Put a chain on it. Chain on it. Put a chain on it.
Put a chain on it, baby, or you're gonna hurt yourself.
What it would be like to see a person's head amputated. Think of things so horrible that the human mind cannot imagine them. See all this and more when you see on stage, in person, that real dead body is given away to some lucky person. And
a lucky looking at the moon, counting all the stars. I got a burning fever and I know my heart's on fire. And you're the one that done it. Yeah, you're the one that done it. Well, you're the one that done it. Why do you do me this way? Don't know which way is up, don't know which way is down. All I know is that my head keeps spinning round and round. And you're the one that done it. Yeah, you're the one that done it. I got it. It's going fast and it won't last. I'm gonna blow my top and you're the one that done it. Ooh, yeah, you're the one that done it. Well, you're the one that done it. Why do you do me this way? You bug me, baby. Think that love's a game. Going round in circles and you're driving me insane. And you're the one that done it. Ooh, yeah, you're the one that done it.
Baby, dig that beat like a glass of wine. It's so cool and sweet. Get my pulse a pulsing and then my feet always start to do the mumbo shabbits. Man, oh man, that rhythm, listen to that drive. Like a swarm of bees, baby, it's alive. When the joint don't move, you gotta hop and hop. When you start to do the mambo shabbat, just flip your side for Illy F and fire, you will call. Flame that thing like a maniac. Baby, let's have a super ball. Man, oh man, that mumbo, baby, is the most. It's the reason rumbo's giving up the ghost. So break out the wine and let's drink a toast to the best there, baby, mumbo shabbat.
Let's have us a ball.
Man, oh man, that mumbo, baby, is the most. It's the reason rumbo's giving up the ghost. So break out the wine and let's drink a toast to the best. There be the dance for you and me. It's the mumbo shabbat, man, oh man. Mumbo shabbat, man, oh man.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Oi, little Passover rock and roll music there from the Crows, Mambo Shevitz. My friend Barry found me a 78 of that at the flea market, but I didn't bring the 78. So it would break. Got the bootleg 45 here. Before that, we heard Thomas Wayne on the Mercury label. You're the One That Done It. Andre Williams, by request, put a chain on it. Ronnie Self from this fabulous new, let me find this thing, a live EP on the Norton label. It's three never-before-released tracks and a little radio interview with Ronnie Self. Bopalina, Rocky Road Blues, and Flame of Love, all recorded live in 1958 on the Philip Morris Road Show. And it's called Mr. Frantic, recorded live. And it's one of the little ones with a big hole. It's a 45 EP. Anybody can afford it. In all the better record stores right now. Johnny Guitar Watson, I tried to hand center that one. It's very off center. I think I made it worse. Too tired on the RPM label. Billy Prager and the Caravans, another request item. Do it, Bob. Nolan Strong and the Diablos with a very scratchy copy of Try Me One More Time. And Jim Foley and the Big Beats by request again. Goodbye, Train. And we're going to be giving away Cordell Jackson tickets after the Vibe Report. We got one. We only have one pair. It's going to be crowded over there. Anyway. We have a. I'll do a quick news story before the Vibe comes in. We have a parroting guest today. Seems Pedrito, Papa Hemingway's parrot, finally dropped dead. I mean, Hemingway died 33 years ago, but Pedrito finally just fell off his perch at the grand old age of 48. I guess it had been living in Roma for the last 40 years, and it was Hemingway's pet parrot. It was laid to rest in the backyard of a bar in Rome, Bar Roma. And what the hell else can I say about Hemingway's parrot? There's another parrot story here, but I think our Vibe Meister is on the line. This may be better or worse than a parrot, I don't know. There, line, Roscoe?
Hey.
Hey, how are you?
Not bad, how about you?
I couldn't possibly be any better. No, I'm good. I'm having a good time. I'm having a wonderful time here.
Who's out there? You got Bruce with you there?
Nah, Bruce went to the movies, and, you know, I fired everybody else again.
Ah. Uh-huh.
Well, actually, no, I didn't fire the news team, of course. They might fire me someday. But, no, I'm here by myself.
Ah. Uh-huh.
We'll be doing live auditions for the radio family maybe sometime this spring. And you, my friend?
Well, I'm doing pretty good. I'm got kind of an actual Saturday Vibe couch thing going. I've finished off all the excellent leftovers in the house, and I'm watching golf.
Hey, and they say some people don't know how to live.
You know, I'm going to get that antenna one of these days. But, oh, there's a shot of the 17th at the TPC in Sawgrass, totally surrounded by water. Whoa.
Is that golf lingo?
Yeah.
Hey, you know what you missed that was absolutely fantastic today?
What?
Laura Cantrell was broadcasting from the Museum of TV and Radio, formerly the Museum of Broadcasting.
Uh-huh.
And she, man, she had the Beat Rodeos were up there, and Amy McMahon Rigby and Cordell Jackson. It sounded great over the radio.
Really?
Yeah, it sounded fantastic. Beat Rodeos really sounded good. They had Graybuff was playing mandolin, and they had somebody playing stand-up bass.
I heard that they were at the Mercury last night and
the Beat Rodeo?
Ripping performance.
Oh, yeah, I had no idea they were over there last night. I thought it was Steve Almas was playing over there.
All right, let's get this.
I saw them at a party the other night. They were good.
Uh-huh.
At Spike Priggin's going away birthday party.
Yeah, you hit all the parties last week.
Man, I've been rocking. Spring has sprung and my brain is leaking.
I've been working. I'm crazy, man. I think I've only just worked like crazy for weeks and weeks.
Well, now it's time to party like crazy.
Yes, I think I'm going to go for the primitive routine pretty
soon. Roscoe likes to party all the time, party all the time, party all the time. I bought a 12-CD complete Bo Diddley box yesterday.
There you go.
This week's decadent purchase. They have it over at the only place that has it, once again, Subterranean Records.
Wow,
the complete Bo Diddley on Chess. It's got. Oh, I'm going to play an outtake later that'll knock your socks off. A lot of unreleased stuff on here.
How many CDs?
12. So that's like, you know, it's like 15 hours of Bo.
Wow.
Yeah.
Can do your own Phil Schaff.
15 hours, two chords.
Two chords, one beat. Yeah, we like it. So what's on the fun agenda for this evening?
I am going to go see Cordell Jackson.
Yeah.
At CB's. I'm going to try to make it over to the Mercury for Angel Dean's farewell performance to New York.
Mm-hmm.
Angel Dean and the Zephyrs. Angel's leaving for, I think, Providence? Something like that.
But Providence?
But there's all kinds of... I mean, everybody's playing tonight. I mean, there's a Green Door tonight. There's Hubert Sumlin at Tramps. The Senders are at the under the Acme. Simon is at McGovern's. Of course, Cordell is playing along with Southern Culture on the Skids and the Swinging Neckbreakers.
That's at CBGB's?
Yep.
Wow.
Or the Umfug, as I heard it referred to.
It's a pretty extensive live performance option.
A virtual cornucopia of rocking fun.
Well, Cordell's always fantastic.
Cordell's the greatest.
I know. It's probably almost the right weather for her car, hopefully.
Yeah, really.
The yellow.
No salt on the roads for the first time.
Uh-huh. Well... I don't know. That's about covers my vibe here.
Well, it's quite a vibe, Roscoe.
There's also some John Wayne movie on that. Jack had that on.
Uh-huh.
That's too weird. All right, well...
Okay, Roscoe. Aloha. Maybe I'll catch you over at CB's or something.
I'll see you soon.
You got it.
Later.
State of the Vibe Report, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know. The parrot might have been better. Anyway... Okay, here we got one pair of tickets for Cordell Jackson, Swinging Neckbreakers, and Southern Culture on the Skids. I'm going to ask a trivia question. It's got to be a... Okay, the phone number here is 201 area code 678-7743. Tell me the make, the brand of Cordell Jackson's guitar. What kind of guitar she plays. And you will walk away with that pair of tickets. Actually, you'll be on the guest list. But let's hear from Cordell right now. This one is called Tied Up on the Moon Label. No. Bad cue, Hound. Tied up! Hey, everybody, the Cordell tickets are gone. Cordell plays a Hagstrom guitar. But I have a pair of tickets here for Southern Culture on the Skids, who are quite fantastic. They're playing at the Arlington Cafe tomorrow. This is in Mount Arlington, New Jersey. And if you want to go to that, I will take the third caller, 201-678-7743. Let's hear from the Arondis.
Little knees. That's right. That's us, Personality Plus.
We've heard just about all we want from you.
Thank you.
Meanwhile, back in the States.
Says the Hound, WFMU, East Orange. That's Southern culture on the skids, rumors of surf. That's from the 45 they share with the A-Bones, gossip and rumors. You get to see a ill brooch when he had hair down to his shoulders. Anyway, they're at CBGB's tonight with Cordell Jackson. Before that, we heard Johnny Thunders by request, Subway Train. A lot of people who pledged, like the Dolls and Johnny Thunders. So, pay your money, get your choice. Before that, T-Rex and Raw Ramp. The Arondis did 69, and Cordell Jackson, who plays a Hagstrom guitar, opened it up with Tied Up. And if you didn't win any tickets, we got Ramones tickets for a little later. Tons of them. Forget it. You listeners, Hound listeners, put up the most money almost. You should get the most tickets. We'll give away Ramones tickets as soon as we go back on mic. Anyway, where am I? I got more news stories. I got lots of news stories. Oh, this is the best one, man. This is from the Reuter news service from London. A British man was found guilty on Tuesday of having sex with a dog after a video he made of the act was inadvertently shown to speechless wedding guests expecting to see a replay of a marriage ceremony. This is incredible, right? It's true. The 59-year-old lent his video recorder to a friend to film the wedding, but forgot to erase the tape scenes of himself in sex acts with his neighbor's bull terrier named Ronnie, in case you were wondering. The man said the 10-minute film shown to the jury had been an attempt at trick photography and featured only simulated sex acts. He will be sentenced only after psychiatric and other reports have been made available. Speaking of animal love, Hoover's on TV tomorrow night. Did I tell you that? Hoover's on Channel 19, National Geographic's Dogs of the City. Oh, boy. From the moron desk, this is in Cairo, Egypt. The 22-year-old farmer was hospitalized Tuesday after he jumped out a fifth-story window in an attempt to imitate a television stunt. The man identified as Samar Mohammed Amid was being treated for severe internal bleeding at Aswan in southern Egypt. A stuntman last week successfully performed such a jump on the Egyptian television show Talk of Gold. The show had warned viewers against trying to copy the act, but Mr. Samir just flew out the window anyway. There's no talking to some people. This is kind of long, but it's a great headline. Student found guilty of enslaving maid. I won't read you the story. It's not that great of a story. One more, and then we'll play some records, give away some Ramones tickets. Chipley, Florida. I know where that is. A woman was arrested on charges of stealing floral arrangements from graves and selling them at yard sales. Officers found a shed packed with more than $2,000 in silk flowers at Julia Georgia Diaz's Panama City Beach home. The 46-year-old woman was charged Tuesday with 3 counts of disturbing a grave. The offense carries up to 5 years in prison and a $5,000 fine. Investigators traced the car's senior grave sites to the woman. The arrest came after more than a one-year investigation. All right. Give me, let's see. The phone number here is 678-7743. We have tickets for the Ramones, and they are playing at the Academy Theater on West 43rd Street, and that's Thursday. Okay, what's our trivia question? Give me the real first name of either Joey or Dee Dee. Give me Joey or Dee Dee's real first name. 201-678-7743, and you'll get some Ramones tickets. What do we got queued up here? Big Joe Turner, jumping at the Jubilee.
Hey, fellas, get around.
What's that?
Take a bone to jive, they putting down. trombone and the bad trombone. Everybody's rocking tonight. Oh, tonight is jumping jubilee time.
Oh, you ungrateful children. I thought you liked snappy music.
On the red hot sand, so I'm down in the cellar, hold my baby's hand. I'm down in the cellar, hold my baby's hand. I'm down in the cellar, hold my baby's hand. I'm down in the cellar, holding my baby's hand.
Living it up and doing things they can never live down.
Take these brown Hispanic people.
Richie, when you get to that first point, give her help, Danny.
Okie doke.
Here we go. Here you go. Take two. One, two, one, two.
girls, this motherfucker's got rhythm, hasn't he?
Everybody's talking about chicken and rice. All of those dishes are mighty nice. Gather around, you girls, and listen to me. I want to tell you about my baby's recipe. I like my baby's pudding. I like it best of all. I like my baby's pudding. I like it best of all. There's a gal named Miss Fanny Brown. She cooks the best gumbo in this town. All of you chicks can really cook, but Fanny Brown's learned something you don't learn in the books. I like my baby's pudding. I like it best of all. I like my baby's pudding. I like it best of all. 99 times I've tried to eat all those fine fancy cuts of country meat. Just can't eat a single bite. I just don't have the appetite. I like my baby's pudding. I like it best of all. I like my baby's pudding. I like it best of all. Me, she wouldn't give no one a pudding but me. Yeah, she promised me she wouldn't give no one a pudding but me. But I don't believe her, I'll just have to wait and see. Gonna watch my baby both night and day, so she won't give my pudding away. My baby's pudding is all she owns, so there ain't no meat for Henry Jones. I like my baby's pudding. I like it best of all. I like my baby's pudding. I like it best of all. I like my baby's pudding. I like it best of all. I like my baby's pudding. I like it best of all.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Hound here, WFMU, East Orange. Wynonie Harris there, I like my baby's pudding. And before that, we hear Richie Valens with an outtake of Cry, Cry, Cry. The Impressions did a long time ago. Beautiful Curtis Mayfield guitar solo that we'll never hear again. Marvin Rainwater did Down in the Cellar, and Big Joe Turner opened it up, Jumping at the Jubilee. Joey Ramone's real name is Jeff. First name is Jeff, and Dee Dee's is Doug. You know, somebody who won a pair of tickets called and said they can't go, so we're going to I have to go back downstairs and get the sheet, and I'll have another pair of Ramones tickets to give away in a little while, so you get a second chance at this. Boy, we got a... I'm sort of disorganized at the moment. Isn't that unusual? Let me see if there's any more good news stories. Tulips in bloom. No paychecks. Oh, here's a short one. A woman who faints when she hears sex-related words passed out repeatedly in court while trying to describe how she was sexually assaulted by a man who knew of her disability. The woman who claims William Gray, age 42, uttered the word sex and then molested her while she was unconscious in the lobby of her apartment building in Cincinnati last April. An ongoing story we've been tackling for months and months. One more quick news story. A woman who caught her hand in a tube of her wood-burning stove while cleaning it spent 40 hours crying, praying, and struggling to free herself before her son found her and rescued her. Gwendolyn Freeman, age 51, said she thought of little Jessica McClure, who was rescued from a well in Texas. She thought of Oakland, California, the man who survived in an earthquake buried in his car for days. She said, "I can make it if they can." Sleeping proved impossible. Her awkward position in front of the stove left her only two ways to sit, both uncomfortable, and she was hungry. "I had a plant beside my fireplace, and I thought I might have to eat the plant. Anyway, no food or bathroom for 2 days, but I lived. I feel like a Mack truck has run over my body, but other than that, I feel okay." Right. I have this incredible Cub reporter Jeff Roth sent an incredible selection of bizarre medical stories. The best of, let's see if I can get some of these for you. Doctors in Kennewick, Washington removed a bean that had sprouted in the ear canal of a six-year-old girl that her mother had planted in the, they took it out and they planted it in the garden. Four physicians from the University of California School of Medicine who reviewed eight cases of dog bites to the external male genitalia reported in the Journal of Urology, quote, victims tend to seek medical care quickly. In California, the FBI arrested a man after finding his fake eye at a crime scene. Oh, the laugh track ran out. Let's play some records. What do we got queued up? Oh, the Night Rockers. Someone is out to Lenny Kay.
Are you by any chance members of this movement toward better music for better living?
Baby. youth on a rampage, filled with all the longings and hungers that will not be denied.
You've ever been in love, you know what I mean. My baby, she cried all night. Today she said she's through.
Songs about Pegasus. I sing songs of Caledonia too. Everybody sings about short, fat Fanny. Nobody ever sings a bootlegged Annie. She's mine. Bootlegged Annie's mine. Yeah, I love my baby. She drives a stone out of my mind. She ain't much to look at, and she ain't so sweet. Not the sneaking baby that you ever did be, but she's mine.
Thank you.
eyes. Sits on a horse without touching his thighs. He's vain, pulling it and it's a pain. Yeah, I love my baby, she drives me stone out of my mind. To look at and she ain't so sweet. Nicest knee and baby that you ever did be, but she's mine. Holding it in its mind. Yeah, I love my baby. She drives me stone out of my mind.
Girl, this motherfucker's got rhythm, man.
I sure spend my money like I have a good time. Work every day, I can't never keep a dime. Go out on a party, throw away my loot. Every Monday morning, got to pour in my spoon to load a rock. Rock and roll in the groove. That's what the landlady told me. Child, you gotta move. She said one time, two times, three times, five. Stay out of my face, talking all that jazz.
Meanwhile, back in the States.
Down here, WFMU East Orange. That's Cletus Harrison there, Rock and Roll in the Groove. Before that, we heard the Deltones on the Jubilee label. I love Jubilee Records. Great New York label. Bow-Legged Annie. Bo Diddley before that played some absolutely vicious punk rock from this weird bunch of outtakes on this Bo Diddley box set. Pretty Baby. That was Lady Bo taking that guitar solo there. Sweetie Jones did Baby Please Don't Leave. Jesse Allen with the Huey Piano Smith and the Clowns on the Vin label, Goodbye Blues. The Night Rockers opened it up with Oh Baby. Anyway, we got one quick news story here, and then I promise I'll shut up. St. Petersburg, Russia, in a macabre sign of Russia's hard times, dozens of coffins, some with arms, legs, even heads sticking out of them, have been tossed into the city cemetery in St. Petersburg and left to rot. The ground is still too frozen to bury the unclaimed corpses, and the city's morgue say they are full. Even in death, the poor suffer. About 400,000 rubles it costs to bury somebody in St. Petersburg, or $233, which is up from the $87 it cost in communist Russia. That's it. No more news. I got nothing to say, really. I'll go through the announcements one time. That's what I'll do. We got the Mercury Lounge's Angel Dean and the Zephyrs farewell show. We're at the Continental Divide of the Amazing Cherubs and the New York Loose. There's a Green Door tonight, 15 St. Mark's Place for you late night revelers. Cordell Jackson, the Swinging Neckbreakers, and Southern Culture on the Skids at CVGB. Hubert Sumlin is at Tramps. Simon and the Bar Sinisters at McGovern's. The Senders are under the Acme. Tomorrow night, Southern Culture and the Skids are at the Arlington Cafe, Arlington, New Jersey. You can call 770-770-0029. All right, what do we got queued up? Benny Joy.
Of pent-up, twisted kids whose violence screams at you from the headlines every day.
Yeah, I'm a 30-something lover. Love has made me cry. Yeah, I'm a 30-something lover. Love has made me cry.
modern man reaches into outer space, primitive man searches beyond his horizons.
Ba-dum-ba-wa. You petrify me, I bring you back. You satisfy me, I bring you back. But don't defile me, I bring you back. Cause I'm mighty, mighty mean when I'm mad. You tantalize me, I bring you back. You hypnotize me, I bring you back. But don't suffice me, I bring you back. Cause I'm mighty, mighty mean when I'm mad. No, I'm loving from another girl. Cause you need more to me than this whole wide world. I need your love and I need it bad. Boy, oh, Johnny, baby, if you make a man mad. So hug and kiss on me, a baby. Make like you miss to me, a baby. But don't resist to me, a baby. Cause I might, mighty mean when I'm mad. Don't want my love from another girl. Cause you mean more to me than this old wide world. I need your love and I need it bad. Boy, I got a baby if you make a man mad. So hug and kiss on me, a baby. You won't make it like you miss me, a baby. But don't resist to me, a baby. Cause I'm mighty, mighty mean when I'm mad.
A love pure and passionate and pagan.
Bought myself an idol with a golden head.
Great big idol with a golden head.
Put it on the shelf right above my bed.
Great big idol with a golden head.
Got down on my knees and began to pray.
Great big idol with a golden head.
I said, idol, tell me where's my big foot made. To wink and blink.
Great big idol with a golden head.
He said, oh, hold on, Jim, give me time to think.
Great big idol with a golden head.
The lightning flashed and the idol did speak.
Great big idol with a golden head.
He said, your big foot Macy's down a catfish creek. Rockin' and a rollin'.
Rockin'.
Yeah, she's a rockin' and a rollin'.
Rockin' and a rollin'.
Rockin' and a rollin'.
Rockin' and a rollin'. And a
I said goodbye to the idol sitting on my shelf.
Oh, gee, what did you see?
Went down to the creek to see for myself.
Oh, gee, what did you see?
I parked my car and I looked around.
Oh, gee, what did you see?
There was a mess of empty beer cans laying on the ground.
Oh, gee, what did you see?
I peeked through the door and my hair turned gray. Rockin' and rollin',
rockin'.
Yeah, she was rockin' and rollin',
rockin' and rollin',
rockin' and rollin',
rockin' and rollin', poppin' and a poppin' and a bumpin' and a jumpin' and a.
I went back to the house, I was feeling so blue.
Great big idol with the golden head.
I said, tell me, idol, what am I going to do?
Great big idol with the golden head.
He said, I got the answer, there's only one way.
Great big idol.
Rockin' and rollin',
rockin' and
yes, rockin' and rollin',
rockin' and rollin',
rockin' and rollin',
rockin' and rollin', poppin' and a poppin' and a poppin' and a jumpin' and a hoppin'.
Exposed every feverish moment in the emotional life of the immature.
Baby, I've been walking all night in search of you.
standing on the corner, walking in the street. You been out with Charlie again now? That won't do. Footsteps, baby, I've been walking all night in search of you. Oh, I've been standing on the corner, walking in the street. You've been out with Charlie again now? That won't do. Night on you, baby.
And right now, incidentally, our sponsors are Jew, Mr. Goldie. Mr. Goldie has put out a great thing, the King Kong hair straightener. A lot of you cats, you know, have the frightening wigs. So this puts it down, man. I mean, oh, so much. That's how you get the white shirt.
Desire erupting into volcanic passion.
But, baby.
Baby, don't let them tell you I'm too young.
Such a pretty baby.
So young, my teenage love, so young, my darling.
Oh, baby.
Oh, how I desire your lips warm as fire and the thrill when you're near me.
My baby.
As our love may grow, it will hurt me, I know, for our love can never be. Sweetheart, I want you so bad. This love is driving me mad. But what can I do?
Oh, yeah.
so young, too young, that's what they tell me.
Oh, baby.
Oh, I know that I'll cry, and I know that I'll die when they take you away from me.
Such a
I'm feeling so blue, for I know that it's true, I can never have you. Sweetheart, I want you so bad. This love is driving me mad, but what can I do? So young, too young, that's what they tell me.
Oh,
oh, I know that I'll cry, and I know that I'll die when they take you away from me.
Such a pretty baby.
I'm feeling so blue, for I know that it's true, I can never have you.
Oh, baby.
This is a hit!
Back in the jungle.
Down here, WFMU East Orange. That was Ivory Lee Jackson, Country Ball. Before that, we heard Clyde Stacy by request, So Young. Charlie Jester and the Teammates did Crazy Baby. Before that, the Embers, I Walked All Night. The Coasters did Idol with the Golden Head. Eddie Cochran did I'm Mean When I'm Mad. That goes out to Bill Peitsch, who got me in that swell Liberty Records book put aside. The Five Royales did 30 Second Lover. And Benny Joy opened it up with I'm Gonna Move. I've got nothing to say. Except, let's spin some more records. WFMU starts. Oh, Wild Girl has Southern Culture on the Skids on her show coming up at 6 o'clock. So let's just rock through the end. Another request item out of the way.
Evil Knievel at 7:30.
Evil Knievel? In person?
In Texas, Colorado.
In Evil Knievel at 7:30. I used to live near Evil Knievel. I ever tell you that?
No.
Yeah, I used to live like right across the water from Evil Knievel. He's a real... Never mind. Jerry Dalman and the Nightcaps.
You got it, you got it. You're all on your own, son.
doctor. Once it's been broken, it's a bug. Turns long to I want a buck, buck. I hope in my shoe. Well, a real bug's bug me, no matter what size. Spiders, mosquitoes, grass, hoppers, and flies. But this kind of bug really takes surprise. It's that old bug.
Let's get on with the show. Ladies and gentlemen, some rock and roll terpsichore.
One, two, three, four.
This is about the only way I have now to tell you how I feel. I remember the very first time I ever saw you. Was it one of the high school dances? You were with someone else. stood in a corner and watched you for almost 2 hours, wishing I could be that someone else. Do you remember the very first time we ever went out together? The fun we had, the crazy things we did, you and I. I'll never forget all the good times we had together, and I hope you remember them too. Someday we'll meet again, you and I. Someday we'll talk again. And someday we'll love again. Please remember this. I'm sorry for what I did. So until we meet again, you and I, I'll never forget you, and I'll never stop thinking of you. Someday I'll walk up to you and tell you that I'm sorry, and I love you very much.
You said you love.
Lester, you're a psycho.
stereo full blast and blow that mother out in the next room.
Trouble giver, I'm a whiskey taster and a money waster. And the old folks say I won't live long, but I'll die happy. I'm a good time lover living undercover. I'm a real low raider and an aggravator. And I know I won't always be strong, but I'll die happy. So when they plant my body neath the sod, please don't take it so hard. Cause when I'm copping that eternal nod, I'll be the happiest cat in the graveyard. Well, I'm a loud noisemaker and a belly shaker. I'm a goofball user and a chick abuser. And I can't live right for living wrong, but I'll die happy. The happiest cat in the graveyard. Well, I'm a loud noise maker and a belly shaker. I'm a goofball user and a chick abuser. And I can't live right for living wrong, but I'll die happy.
Ah, yeah, Daddy, I'm gonna have my fun.
That's what I'm talking about.
Man, you better slow
Don't
down.
Don't tell me nothing, Daddy. I'm gonna get it while I get it.
But you're burning the candles at both ends.
I'm gonna enjoy myself, Bob. Hey, get away from here. You're just a square, Daddy.
It ain't no use.
I ain't got no place for no squares, Daddy. I'm gonna stay on in here. I'm gonna stay on in here long as I can. When I go out, I ain't gonna miss a thing. Yeah, just keep me right on in there, Daddy. Keep me right on in there. Ah, yeah. Keep me on in there. Let me float around a while. Yeah, Bob. Let it go. I'm telling you, let me stay right in that groove there. Yes, sir! Oh, yeah!
And meanwhile, back in the States.
Goofball user and chick abuser. Louis Jordan there, I'll Die Happy. What a great record. Counting Backwards, the Thunderbirds, Stalking the Thunderbird. Eddie Bo did We Like Mambo. Some psychotic DJ named Terry Lee dubbed his voice over Sleepwalk, and that's called Terry Lee's Sleepwalk. The Falcons did I Wonder, and Jerry Dalman and the Nightcaps by request did The Bug. Hey, don't forget Cordell Jackson tonight, and Wild Girls up next with Southern Culture on the Skids and Evel Knievel. If the good Lord's will and the crick don't rise, we'll be back next week. One more from Cordell. See you at CBGB's.
Hi, this is Joan Jett from the Blackhearts, and you're listening to WFMU.